My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Prime Time. Luke Anderson filling in for Isaac Ropp. Will Ortner filling in for Big Sook. Jordan Schultze filling in for Ryan Buckley. The Vancouver Ford text line, all texts on the fan are via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale.
That's right.
Not even necessary to do it. They've already made the sale. They could move on, but they don't. They continue to treat you right online at VancouverFord.com.
Fantastic.
People pointing out that they didn't get any warning that the B team would be in today. We barely knew. So I don't know what you want from us. So take that up when Isaac and Sook get back tomorrow.
We're not hiding a reason.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what's going on. I believe Sook is back tomorrow. Isaac back on Friday. Where they're at, I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah. They're not in like my trunk. If that's what you're asking,
it was implied on the Vancouver Ford text line that you may have murdered them.
Which like very big narc energy. Very big.
That's true.
I did not murder anyone yet,
as far as you know. As far as you know. You did get older this weekend, I heard, though.
I did. I had to use Tums. Had heartburn for the first time. It was...
Welcome.
It was really rough. I bought Tums. In my medicine cabinet... First of all, I have a medicine cabinet. That should tell you how old I am.
Congratulations. Congratulations. And it's your medicine cabinet.
It's mine. Yeah. I don't share it with anyone else. It's in my bathroom for only me. It's now Allegra, Benadryl, Tums.
Well, there you go.
Terrifying.
And if you started getting bald later, you'd probably have Rogaine in there too, but you're a little past that.
I'm too cheap for it.
Oh, there
you go. It was never going to come down. It was like Rogaine, protein shake.
Yeah, there you go.
It is what it is.
Well, speaking of heartburn, I don't know if you two both had the same reaction I did, but when Teoscar Hernandez is a great hitter, gets traded to your team, you get excited, becomes a terrible hitter, and then leaves and becomes a great hitter again and wins the home run derby, it makes you question why Seattle can't figure out their stupid ballpark, which continues to be ranked among the worst places to hit in Major League Baseball. At one point, I don't know that I ever saw the resolution of this. At one point this year, the Mariners had 7 straight games with 10 or more strikeouts on their own roster.
Yep.
They have the worst batting average in Major League Baseball. It is just an absolutely devastating place to hit. But Teoscar Hernandez, one of his comments was, he said he could never get comfortable there. And it's something that gets into your head when you go to your home ballpark and you can never quite figure out why you can't hit there, and then you go on the road and you start to figure it out, but then your pitchers aren't as good because they're relying on all of the help that they get there. So the Mariners with a much better home record because they have a great pitching staff, but you go to a game and you just want them to do something besides win 2-1 and it's all they can do. So I don't know if you guys had the same experience. I believe that you did, Will. Jordan, you can dive in whenever you want, but like, how frustrating is it to watch Adrian Beltre be a runner-up in the MVP, show up for a four-year stretch where you're just meh, and then go to Texas and be great again. You have guys like A-Rod on his way out going, I wish you guys would shut the roof more, and what are you doing wrong? They did an analysis of this stadium and said, we need to figure out how to get more hits. They moved in the fence 17 feet, and it has not helped at all. That was in 2012. So it's been open for 24 years. Mm-hmm. 12 of them before they moved the fences, 12 after. It's still a terrible place to hit.
Still an issue.
Can we just try to do something different?
Well, and the part that's frustrating for me, and I didn't know this, but I went on a big deep dive after Teoscar Hernandez interview, and I got into the nitty gritty, but I found this interview that Bill Krueger had done with one of the talking heads up in Seattle, and I did not realize that the batter's eye is not square.
Yeah.
So when you look on a baseball field, for those who've never played, there's a batter's eye so the batter can see the ball coming out of the pitcher's
hand. It's a dark backdrop so that you can pick up the white ball coming out their hand. 99% of them are perpendicular so that you are looking at it square up from home plate. That's what it's there for.
It makes it easier for people to hit. It's how you pick up the ball. Well, not at T-Mobile Park. It's slightly crooked. It actually faces, according to Krueger, the third base dugout.
Yep.
So that's going to mess already with how batters pick up the ball. And any slight change for a baseball player, I mean, shoot, no one's more superstitious than baseball players. Yep. So they're going to have issues just by it being slightly off center. Then the way the stadium is designed, the way the sunlight hits that backdrop makes it even harder to pick up the ball. That's why the numbers are so off. Now, don't get me wrong. This baseball team that you have right now for the Mariners, they love to strike out. No one likes to strike out more than this the Mariners team. Not all of it. But when you go through the numbers, and I have them here with FanGraphs, since T-Mobile Park has opened, if you took every major league ballpark except T-Mobile Park, the average batting average is 0.252. If you look at Safeco, if you look at Mariners line in Safeco, T-Mobile, 0.246.
And that's over the last 12 years or entire?
That's since it opened in 1999.
25 years.
So 6 points lower?
6 points lower.
And that's for the Mariners lineup.
And then opponents, it's 9 points lower. So it's 243.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Okay, a couple of things here. There's the connection to the batter's eye is interesting because something that Teoscar said, I'll get to here in a second, kind of threw me off and made me wonder why it hasn't been fixed yet. And if there are rumblings, I can't even believe that.
We're starting the rumblings right now. Nope. This is a campaign. Everybody pick up the phone and call on T-Mobile devices to the park.
No kidding. But it sounds like players have been saying this for quite a while. Yeah. And Jerry DePoto's just kind of been sitting on his hands.
A-Rod genuinely pissed and moaned about the field when he left to Texas in 2001.
And back then, I don't know if you all remember, but there were massive issues with the batter's eye. There was so much glare coming off of the batter's eye. They, for years, could not solve that issue. And I don't know if after they finally got the right black paint or the right shading or whatever they corrected about it, if tilting it to the side helped the glare. I'm not sure if that was a thing, but that makes them feel crooked, along with what Teoscar Hernandez said in his comments, which was he could never get aligned with the pitcher like he could at any other stadium.
Right. Yep.
And to me, that is so weird and scary to hear from a major league player at your home stadium. He said in this article, no matter where I stood in the batter's box, I tried everything. I could never feel like I was lined up with the pitcher like I normally should be. And if it's him, it's got to be happening to everybody else. And that is a concern. And there's, I mean, this is beyond my knowledge. There's got to be some scientific brains that you can bring in here to help and study this, right?
Well, that's a funny thing, is they did the ballpark analysis a dozen years ago. And the best ballpark, so I looked at, what was this website? There was some ranking of the ballparks that was done on StatCast or something.
Maybe Fangraphs?
Baseball Savant.
Okay. Nice.
So Baseball Savant did it, and they ranked every ballpark here, and they gave them ratings between 92 for the Mariners and 114 for Coors Field. I don't want to be Coors Field either. The Rockies aren't winning anything, and that ballpark is huge. But there's something to be said. If you're a free agent, the Mariners offer you the same amount of money that somebody else offers you, and you look at the ballpark, or you talk to other Major League Baseball players and go, well, if my production goes down, my paycheck goes down.
Right.
And just going up there and being off a few percentage points on your batting average and going in there expecting to, you know, maintain what you're doing or improve it, and it's the overcorrection. It's the golf swing, right? Where you go out there and you go, why can't I do what I was doing? So then you make a small correction. This is where the comments that Teoscar made are so interesting. You make a small adjustment to line up better with the pitcher. Now everything is going to be that much off for the adjustment. That doesn't work, so you make another adjustment. Now you're off by a factor of two. Then you make a third adjustment, a fourth adjustment, whatever it is. So why are the Mariners striking out more? It has to be getting to a point where everybody is, you know, collectively understanding what's going on, and it gets in your head. If you know that you're going to hit worse there and you go in expecting it, guess what the results are going to be?
Right. It's going to be worse. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The part that's the most frustrating, I think, is it's been this design. How do you not come in? And it's a beautiful ballpark. I'm not here to dump on Safeco, T-Mobile. From everything that you hear about people who have gone to all the best ballparks, it is up there.
From a fan perspective, it's always ranked near the top.
But at the same time, you still need to design a ballpark that people can play baseball on. Like, if I'm a pitcher,
I don't need you to be the best. I just you can't be the worst for 25 years.
You need to be average. This is the perfect time to get a C. Get a C. Be in a spot where if you're a pitcher, you can come into the ballpark and you go, hey, you know what? There's parts of this that help me. There's parts of this that hinder me. It ends up being a wash. If I'm a batter, hey, there's parts of this that help me. There's parts of this that hinder me. It's a wash. And so that way you're not losing out on free agents. If I'm a free agent fielder right now, there is no chance I'm coming to Seattle, even if they were willing to pay me, because my average is going to go down. Now, that being said, if I'm a pitcher, well, I might be more likely to go out to Seattle.
Yeah,
that might be why your pitching staff is so good.
Yeah, but it also might be the reason that Felix Hernandez won a Cy Young with 13 wins and never pitched in the postseason.
Well, that was partly because, thankfully, voters started looking at the correct stats as opposed to just wins for pitchers. Wins do not actually tell the story of a pitcher's season.
Okay, but the other side of the coin is he never threw a postseason pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that what you would like to do for your career?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the Cy Young, but of course.
But those are two things you can look at going, all right, I have to be perfect. Because if you get to 20 wins, mm-hmm. the Cy Young is a lot easier to win. He had to dominate in everything else
right.
and win despite that. Because he could have won multiple if he was pitching where he had any run support.
Well, but mm-hmm. didn't he also have, it sounds like, an advantage of a crooked batter's box to the pitcher's mound at Safeco Field? And I'm just kind of trying to play devil's advocate here. However many games he did pitch at home, this was an advantage
okay.
to him.
So you go out and go through the exact same routine as a pitcher. You're not seeing the batter's eye. And one game you get result A, which is, you know, let's say the average batting average against you is, you know, 210 or whatever it is, and you're doing everything you can at home and you're doing great. Then you go on the road, you do that exact same thing, and all of a sudden the batters can square you up because they've got an even batter's eye around you. And that's why you get these big swings on road and home performances. So even as a pitcher, you have to figure out how to adjust to it. There's enough variations in mm-hmm. ballparks. And again, I'm not advocating that they need to figure out a way to be the best.
Right.
You just can't be the worst for the entire history. They have been, and if you go through it year by year, they sit at the bottom or at the very bottom or near the bottom mm-hmm. for all major batting categories. And you yep. just, you can't expect to have any longevity with keeping free agents, bringing in free agents, and just having players develop there. How's Jared Kelnick doing?
He's doing a lot better in Atlanta where the batter's eye is straight. That's all I really want. I don't want the fences brought in. And I didn't even know about the batter's eye until I saw Kroger's interview. But it makes sense to me that you should have a ballpark that has a straight batter's eye so that people can pick up the ball, whether it starts to hinder your pitching or helps your hitters. I don't really care. It's just, this is a big part of baseball.
Yep.
The batter's eye needs to be straight. If they can figure it out at Kelso High School, or they can figure it out at Hawkinson High School, or Lake Oswego High School, or Jesuit High School, how come we can't figure it out at
T-Mobile? How often do hitters leave the Seattle Mariners and immediately get better?
But there are also instances, and I know we got a break soon, and I want to kind of throw this in there just for everybody to
chew on. You're trying to defend
the
ballpark.
No, I'm not trying to defend the ballpark. This just popped into my head. Y'all remember retired first baseman Mark Teixeira, how amazing he was. Mm-hmm. One of his favorite places to play, you can go find many quotes, he always said T-Mobile, Safeco Field. And I went just looked at his stats over his career in 78 games, 19 homers, 49 mm-hmm. RBIs, 284, 550 OPS. He hit well there.
Right, but only he did.
No, that's not true. I can go find Miguel Tejada hit well at Safeco Field. There are actually examples of players okay. that liked hitting there. So it just kind of, I start to think about, okay, yeah, this stadium sucks, but then I remember, oh, these players like to hit
okay.
here. What the hell's going on?
So find me a Mariners player that had those career numbers at Safeco.
Probably Ichiro, outside of anybody else.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not okay. going to happen.
Sexton was an MVP candidate and then went there and
His first season and a half or two were actually, still hit 40 home runs. And in his first game at Safeco Field, he hit two home runs.
The one category where batters still do well is home runs, because it's not a huge ballpark. That's the thing, is it's not difficult. And they moved in the fences in 2012. So it's not that it's difficult to hit home runs. But again, when you're trying to hit for average and baseball, you get into a slump and you get into it. How good was Julio Rodriguez as a rookie? He wins Rookie of the Year. And the start of both seasons, he cannot figure it out, because you are competing with a marine layer.
Right.
You are competing with cold weather. It was the third coldest stadium for the first month of the season. Mm-hmm. You have other factors that you don't have control over. But when there is something that you do have control over, you need to fix it. You need to fix it quick. And it's already been too long. So if players are going after the All-Star game and going, yeah, that was a waste of time going to Seattle to hit there. Look how good I am when I'm not there. It's a little bit of a red flag for your stadium.
Couldn't agree
Fair?
More. Yes. You're going to find examples. You're going to find examples of outliers.
Yeah.
Just in everything. But when you look at how most hitters fare, they get worse in T-Mobile.
Yep.
And it's a simple fix. Move the batter's eye.
Guys, let me share with you Julio's stats before we go to break.
Please.
Home over his career. So at T-Mobile over his career, 189 games, 33 homers, 104 RBIs, 270 batting average, 199 strikeouts, right?
Yeah. Didn't hit as well as Teixeira.
No, we didn't. Away, 195 games, 37 homers, 109 RBIs, and a .282 batting average. So his batting average does raise 12 points.
Okay.
You're not wrong. But his strikeout numbers also go up by a lot. He struck out over 230 times in just six more games. So it just there's aspects here, but we've got to dive deep. There is something wrong here, and I'm not sure any of us three have quantified exactly what the problem is yet.
I think we did.
No. I'm saying that we know that T-Mobile Park is messed, but we don't know exactly what about either the batter's eye or what pitchers are seeing in a crooked angle or something. We can't figure that out.
But somebody can.
Yes, that's I did. Didn't I say earlier science can help with this? There are people that we can hire.
Yeah, well, it sounds like
engineers. We need them.
Yeah. The batting eye, I think, is a very good start. There are 29 other ballparks that you can go and look at that have better hitting that you can go and go, let's just take something from those. The second worst is Petco in San Diego.
That
so don't follow that one.
Yeah,
so,
they don't
a lot of they pay a lot of guys a lot of money to go there.
That's
and they don't
true.
Get a whole lot better there.
That
so
is true.
It's not the only ballpark with problems, but it's the worst.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.